It's now time to awaken your passion and purpose with Annette Daly. Each week, she'll take you through a process to be the best you by focusing your attention on passion and purpose. Make sure to visit Annette on her website, sosaiththequeen.com. It's time to start a revolution.
Hello, my name is Annette Daly, and I am a lifestyle designer with So Saith the Queen, who is starting a movement. I'm starting a revolution of women who discover their passions, their power, their purpose, and embrace their inner queen. I was personally trained by the New York Times bestselling authors of The Passion Test, Chris and Janet Atwood. I learned how to give women the tools they need to be immediately successful and the queen for the rest of their lives. If this sounds of interest to you, please go to my website, sosaiththequeen.com, and download my free ebook, 101 Ways to Be a Queen and Live a Royal Life. This is the final podcast in the series dedicated to the book, Queen of Your Own Life, A Grown-Up Woman's Guide to Claiming Happiness and Getting the Life You Deserve, by Kathy Kinney and Cindy Radslaff. Now let me ask you, what will you be queen of today? Will you join my movement? Last week we discussed clue number 4, which was setting boundaries. This week we will talk about clues number 3, learn the simple trick of being happy, 2, place the crown firmly on your head, and 1, pass it on. So let's get started with clue 3. Learn the simple trick to finally being happy. Believe it or not, it is a skill that's needed to be practiced. It's easy to be negative, and it takes no practice at all. And humans tend to experience pain and discomfort on such an emotional way that it leaves a longer impression on us than happiness tends to do. You have to practice being happy every day to strengthen those happy muscles. And I have 5 ways that you can practice on being happy. And the number 1 way to practice is forget the past. Our local celebrity resident and author, Rita Mae Brown, was quoted, "One of the keys to happiness is a bad memory." When has ever dwelling on the past made you feel happy? I remember last year during the holiday season, I felt taken advantage of by my friends. After the crowd left behind their piles of Christmas paper from open gifts, there was Christmas boxes in the corners, of course, not to mention the dirty towels, the sheets, the dirty dishes they left behind, and I stewed about it for days, and it just made me miserable. They had no clue they ticked me off so bad. I now will not allow myself to stew for days over the past. I also turned around that experience to be happy that my friends want to come see me and feel comfortable celebrating in my loving and warm home. Okay, here's another practice for you. Number 2, develop multiple passions. Charlotte Catherine was quoted, "The more passions and desires one has, the more ways one has of being happy." Passions lead you to more joy and fulfillment. Your passions are clues to what your gifts are and how they may be used to form your destiny. Another practice, number 3, live your purpose. William Cooper said, "The only true happiness comes from squandering ourselves for a purpose." The passion test is the greatest and easiest model in discovering your passion and purpose. You learn not to rely on others' approval, but you learn to listen to your inner voice and redefine success. Success may not necessarily mean fortune and fame as most people think. So here's number 4, counter blessings. Happiness will never come to those who fail to appreciate what they already have. Being happy is easy if we are grateful. Having an attitude of gratitude makes you so pleasant to be around. If your friends tend to be those negative Nellies or those Debbie Downers, you need new friends. Keeping a gratitude journal is a wonderful way to structure gratitude time. Or simply have a gratitude jar and just put a note in it each day of what you are grateful for. And lastly, number 5 in practicing how to be happy is use your talents. True happiness involves the full use of one's power and talents. Quote by Douglas Paggles. Therefore, find your talents and your gifts and use them to the nth degree. You gain the satisfaction of doing your best, but it doesn't take very little effort because it's your innate ability that you already have. Okay, so we've done enough practicing. We're moving on to clue number 2 of what you will be queen of today. And here it is. Now it's time to place that crown firmly on your head and celebrate all you have become and signify the beginning of the second half of your life. There are other rituals in our lives that we don't give a second thought to, like celebrating marriages, quincentennia, high school graduations. Why not celebrate this rite of passage too with a party? I threw myself a party with my sister queens in my tribe to celebrate the beginning of the second half of my life. And it was so much fun. It was very personal, and it was a moving experience as we all shared our personal stories about the first half of our lives and what we wanted to create for the second half. There were tears, hugs, laughs, and we all enjoyed wearing our own tiaras for the entire night. There's no wrong or right way to throw this special party. Just be sure to do it and not let this occasion pass you by. And now finally, the number 1 clue to be the queen of today, and that is to pass it on. I've been encouraging you to discover your passion and your purpose and your personal gifts so that you can add value to others every day. You cannot maintain your royal status unless you share them with others. We need to work together to start a movement of women who embrace their inner queen. Remember, you teach best what you need to learn. And it's time to lift up our sister queens and turn them on to the queen's movement. If you would like to receive help clarifying these things that are most important to you right now in this moment, or you want to help receive understanding on consistently choosing in favor of your passions, I can help. I can help you walk away with a strategy you can use for the rest of your life for aligning with your passions. I have private consultations available, and I'm also holding a group seminar called Awaken Your Passion, Purpose, and Personal Destiny on Saturday, September 10th in Fort Union, at the Fluvanna County Parks and Rec Building. It's from 1 to 4, and you can register at my website. If you would like to purchase your own copy of the book, Queen of Your Own Life, please go to my products tab on the same website, sosaiththequeen.com. Embrace your inner queen. Every moment is a gift. Be grateful for your gifts and share them with others. So saith the Queen.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be
alright?
it. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. All right. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be all right? All right.